Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for August 9, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. Woo! Friday. It's a beautiful day outside. What a day. What a great couple days. I mean, I have to say, for all the bitching and moaning we do about Chicago weather, we are seeing the best of it. I'm going to remember this in 6 months. And then I'm going to come on this podcast in 6 months and be like, remember August? Huh? Do ya? Beautiful out. Anyway, this is the final podcast of the week. We do it Monday through Friday. You want me to start doing a Saturday and Sunday one, Pete? We can come in and just come in and make it happen. A week in review type thing? Yeah, sure. What do you got going on? Big weekend plans? Anything good? When does craft season start? I know you're part of a craft family. Is the first one, it's always, what's it called? The one down on Division. Renegade is always opposite the first Bears game. It's always like on Sun, that weekend of the first. So that's when it starts, coming up in like right after Labor Day.
Thursday game.
That's what Pete does. Pete doesn't actually, you know, sell the crafts or doing the artistic stuff. He sets up the booth. So he's got to do like manual labor to set up that tent. And if the tent falls, is that on you, or you can blame that on Renegade? No, it's on you. Good. I know. I want to find some stuff to do this weekend. If you got any ideas, let me know. I feel like street fests are waning. I feel like, you know, like the street fests are usually a May, June, you know, before Taste of Chicago. It's got to be one around here, right? It's got to be like the Wolfram Days. It's not happening. I think of all the side streets. There's no seminary fest. There's no berry. Taste of berry. No, it's not. I don't know. Yeah, 51st Street Fest. None of this stuff? All right. Okay, let's keep going. Let's get the headlines going, shall we? Let's do it. Here are the headlines. President Trump doubled down on how racist everyone else is but him. He's now saying Hollywood is racist. The kind of movies they're putting out, like The Hunt. Finally, we agree on something. I said the same thing. It wasn't The Hunt. Mine was Secret Life of Pets, too. Racist. Lion King, totally racist toward hyenas. Hobbs and Shaw, racist. It should be Sean Hobbs. Also, why is The Hunt racist? Did I miss something? The movie where liberals hunt down Trumpsters in a Hunger Games-like tournament? That's not racism. That's politicism? I don't know what that is, but it's a movie. And like I said yesterday, usually it's the other way around. Now that liberals are the a-hole evil power elite, the Republicans don't like it. It's awesome. Reporters did some digging, though, on Twitter. And I guess Trump said at one point, Django Unchained was the most racist movie he'd ever seen. This, of course, the movie where a former slave kills a bunch of slave owners. Yeah, got it. Trump would be the worst Boggle player. It's simple. George W. Bush did this all the time. We don't want the Hollywood elite making decisions for us here in fill-in-the-blank Missouri. Remember, that was like a go-to speech. But at least it made sense. You know, yesterday Trump had a campaign meeting and they were like, let's start hitting the Hollywood elite. He's like, sure, got it. I'll make sure to put in everything I say regardless if it works. And then I'll give him my patented thumbs up. Everybody loves a thumbs up. Also, Trump, you are Hollywood. Are you speaking as a Midwest working class family now? I guess we can parse words and say that you're not a Hollywood elite, but a New York elite. But still, come on. Is there anybody in politics that is as Hollywood as you are? You care about ratings. You're the one guy that cares about cable news rating. If that's not Hollywood, I don't know what is. All right. Let's keep going. Interesting story here that's not getting a lot of play. Bail reform. I've been talking about this all week, and I feel like I'm digging deeper than probably everybody else in town, but I think it's important. Bail reform is in the crosshairs of Mayor Lightfoot and CPD Chief Eddie Johnson, right? They have been calling press conferences and saying that because we're letting people out of jail early or on cheaper bonds, they're causing more gun violence. We wouldn't have any gun violence whatsoever if it wasn't for $1,000 bail, right? The only way to deal with anyone who has a gun is to lock them up and keep them locked up. That's the party line. Lightfoot pointed to two cases over the weekend. But some critics are actually coming out saying she got her facts wrong. Very Ivanka. One of the said shooters that she mentioned is still in jail, not given bail based on his violent history. And the other, with no violent history, has an electronic ankle bracelet and can't leave his home. Lightfoot had said he was able to move around his community freely. It's not the case. So maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm nitpicking on the facts, but it does make me wonder why Lightfoot would exaggerate to the media. I don't know. Something seems off about this story. Data and researchers have said that bail reform has zero impact on shootings. But yet, using shootings as a backdrop, the mayor and top cop are pushing against bail reform. Why? I don't know. I don't know the answer. It just seems, I'll say it again, it seems very Trump. I don't like this side of Mayor Lightfoot. And I've been on this podcast. I've been talking about how I like a lot of things she does. I've been into it. I really like her as a mayor. But this, I don't know what it is, but it's this reform, police reform stuff where she gets out in front of it. And she's starting to do that thing where there'll be this big story. And she goes, look over here, look over here. And don't look over here. It's very Trump-like where she's trying to take advantage of a news story to push some other agenda. But maybe that's just politics. I don't know. More Illinois towns are deciding if they're going to sell weed when it becomes legal in January. I love it. So a board of commissioners are going to decide the morality of an entire town or city. That usually works out well. What's next, Footloose? No dancing in town? Where's the weed equivalent of Kevin Bacon? Would it be like Jay and Silent Bob? Isn't that the whole concept of that movie? The town was like, no dancing, it leads to bad stuff. And then the reason they even had that story was it was ridiculous. And Kevin Bacon's like, you're ridiculous. And then it became songs we can't forget for the rest of our lives. Like, can someone make the weed Footloose, please? In sports, all right, we're going to take the next 3 hours of this podcast to complain about the preseason loss to the Panthers. Matt Nagy, get your head out of your visor. Run the ball. Run the ball. No, nobody cares. Nobody cared about the final score last night. And really, nobody cared about most of it. The Bears starters really didn't play, which is great. All we care about is injuries. I didn't see any injuries, which is great. Way to get this. We got to see rookie running back David Montgomery score a touchdown, do some fancy moves in the open field, catching a ball out of the backfield. We got to see a kicker miss a field goal and another kicker make a field goal, a 43-yard field goal in the north end zone. And then that was it. The Bears crowd was being pretty snarky last night, over-cheering for an extra point, booing loudly when Panero missed a 48-yarder, and then again cheering ironically when Fry made the 43-yarder. Is this going to be the thing? I'm already sick of this kicker crap. It has a real effect, though. I, too, held my breath when the kickers came out. I don't know why, but, man, this is a huge mind game right now. I've never seen anything like this in my football watching history. Kickers miss kicks. But now we're getting all stressed, anxious, and rowdy about it. I don't like it. For the kickers? I don't know. Look at it this way. High risk, high reward to kick in Chicago. You can make every kick and become a Chicago folk hero, like a Cliff Levingston, Paul Konerko, or Dennis Franz. Miss a kick and never again work in the NFL and probably neither the arena or Canadian leagues as well. So sign that contract to become a Bears kicker. Actually, Panthers coach Ron Rivera said he called a timeout to ice the kicker to help the Bears because he knows they're looking for a kicker. Isn't that great? He's like, I'm going to put a little extra pressure on him just to make sure this guy can kick under pressure. You're welcome, Matt. You're welcome, guys. You're welcome, Hallis. Trying to think of... I wonder if Ron Rivera has a continuing relationship. You know, he played here and he was a coach. I wonder if, like, he sees the McCaskies and they're like, hey, Ron, George. And also, did we lose Chico? Was that, it used to be Chico Rivera? Like, Carolina didn't adopt that when he became the coach. Is that a racist thing or being racist with him? Like, it's his nickname, right? Well, we used to call him Chico Rivera, and that was like the thing. And now you never hear Chico Rivera. Like when you hear, like, and Panthers coach, they never say, if you actually went out of your way right now and said, oh, Chico Rivera with a third down call, if you're an announcer, they'd be like, what did you say? It's very strange. He dropped that when he left Chicago. Yeah. I just remember him coming in, I think it was either Wilbur Marshall or maybe even Singletary left. And it was like, well, he works hard. He doesn't have the speed. He doesn't have the smarts. He doesn't have the athletic ability. But he works hard. That's Ron Rivera for you. Cubs opened a can of whoop ass on the Reds last night, thanks in part to Nick Castellanos. He's fitting in nicely for the Cubs right now. Also, Ian Happ went yard once again. He's Ian Hot right now. The win gives the Cubs a 3.5-game lead over the Brewers, a 4-game lead over the Cardinals. Wasn't it just last Friday? We're doing this podcast last Friday, and the Cardinals were in first place. How about that? Uh-oh, St. Louis. 4 games out now. Looks like your team is wilting in the sun like a St. Louis-style rib. That's all I know about St. Louis. They have a style of rib. Don't they have a style of rib? No? Yeah, whatever. Nelly's from there. The White Sox didn't even play yesterday, and they were all over the national headlines because they're going to be featured at the Field of Dreams game next year against the Yankees. They're going to play a game at the Iowa Field of Dreams site, and baseball is so patting itself on the back for this idea. The promos are so, I don't even, what's the word? Dumb? I think fitting it's the White Sox, though, since the movie was all about releasing the souls of shoeless Joe Jackson and the White Sox disgraced the Black Sox scandal of 19-something or another. I don't even remember when it was. And then today, broadcast news that Stoney will be out for a game against the Angels in Anaheim later this month. His place, Bill Walton. Bill Walton. Yep, it's going to be Jason Benetti and basketball hippie Bill Walton calling the Sox-Angels game when they're in Anaheim later this month. Scott, I can't remember if he was good or not. I don't think he was, right? What's next? They should have on the field Ahmad Rashad. It'd be great, right? A football player who does sideline reporting for basketball. There you go. All right, that's going to do it for Lower Wacker Live. I hope you have a great weekend. I really do. We'll be back here on Monday. Listen tonight, Extension 720 on WGN, 7 to 10 we're on. Beats by Wes Restless, and have a great week. See you at Wolfram Days.